Craig, how did you start your own musical journey?
Well, I became a fan of the Grateful Dead in 1967 when somebody suggested I go see the Grateful Dead, and I did at the Shrine Exposition Hall in L.A. It was November 11th, I remember. And also on the bill was Blue Cheer and Buffalo Springfield and the Grateful Dead. I kind of went to see Blue Cheer knowing that the Dead was going to be there, but I left a deadhead. I left the show a deadhead. They just impressed me with the way they did their music, and I got on the bus, as they say, that day. So that was the beginning, and then later we decided that the Grateful Dead didn't play in L.A. enough to suit us. So we decided to form a band and entertain ourselves, if nothing else.
What do you remember very best about that first Dead concert you saw in November 1967?
I remember the communal feeling that everybody was into the music, kind of as one mind, it seemed, and I wasn't on drugs. It was, you know, it was a real feeling. It was a real experience. And also, rhythmically, what they did with the music was just something you couldn't fail to move to. They caused you to move, whether you wanted to or not. You know, you either got up or danced or boogied in place, but it was the music itself was what did it for me. And the Grateful Dead were never a band that were stunning visually. Basically, they just sat there and played their instruments and, you know, might even turn their back on the audience sometimes. But what was coming off that stage was more than enough to blow me away.
You left on the bus, as they say. And how did you start to learn Jerry Garcia's guitar techniques?
Well, I was a fledgling guitarist. In fact, that's how I actually became aware of the Grateful Dead. I took two lessons. My folks had gotten me a guitar, and I took two lessons because they came with a guitar. And the fellow said, "You've got to hear the Grateful Dead." And he was an old hippie guy. And so that was the last two lessons I took. And then I went to the show and became a deadhead. But I literally learned how to play guitar by slowing down Grateful Dead LP records. At the time, they had a switch there that would turn the speed to half speed. And if you know anything about guitar or music, that dropped it exactly an octave. So the guitar was still in tune with the music, although it was coming up only half as fast. So instead of Jerry being this blistering fast guitarist, he was more a slow enough where I could pick up the notes. And so I learned all his leads that way, and I really learned guitar theory from that, because I don't read music or anything. It's all by ear. But that taught my ear how to assimilate music and, you know, play it back and replicate it if I wanted to. So now I'm still learning to play it at his speed, because he was a fantastic musician and very talented, very quick of finger, and that's my job now to get it back up to speed.
It's a lesson to me. The devils and the east and the free. The ABCs.
What was your first concert like as Cubensis?
Well, if memory serves, our first actual for-hire concert was my sister's wedding reception. So that was kind of a neat thing. But we had started the band and with the idea of just entertaining ourselves, and we were playing in somebody's bedroom or somebody, or a garage, literally a garage band. Now I say we're a two-car garage band, but that's, you know, says what it says. But people started coming and saying, "Well, why don't you go, you know, come on and play at our house, or why don't you come and play at our club or our little festival that we're having?" And to this day, we're doing the same thing. We're playing people's parties and clubs and festivals, only on a much greater scale. But it's basically the same thing we started out doing, just entertaining folks and keeping this music alive, because I think it's very important to keep the flame alive for the folks that never had a chance to see the Grateful Dead, or didn't see them enough like we did. So that was our motive at the time, and it continues to be.
We should point out that this is about a lot more than simply playing like Jerry Garcia and playing Grateful Dead songs. Tell me about some of the innovations, too, that you've done over the years.
Well, yeah, that's true. There's a lot of bands, or there's some bands that are very commercially successful that play existing Dead shows, like Dark Star Orchestra. They play an existing Dead show, And they try to replicate it, if not note for note, at least in the style that it was played. We take the other approach, where we're flying by the seat of our pants and making it up as we go, because we think that's more organic and original to what the Grateful Dead did. I think a heck of a lot more fun too, because you're not on a street where you have to stay on that street and you can't go backwards and you can't explore any of the other avenues that might open while you're moving, and the dark corners and the alleyways musically.
Maybe the dark is from your eyes.
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 Maybe the dark is from
your eyes. So we like the way we do it. We don't play with a set list. We have a general idea of maybe what our first song's going to be, but sometimes we don't do that either. We'll just start and see where it goes. But the concept is called The Music Plays the Band, and the Grateful Dead coined that a long time ago, but we certainly experience it as we play. We don't claim to channel anybody or anything like that, but there's definitely a place where you can get into the flow, and it's easy. You know, sometimes it's like picking hard, icy ground, and you know, you really have to work at it. But sometimes it's so easy, it's ridiculous. And if I knew how to get into that flow, like, we would do it every time, but it's something that just happens. It's a product of where we're at personally as musicians, you know, what's happened in our day, you know, if we've had good days, bad days. It's also a product of the people that come to see us, because they very much affect how the music turns out that night. They're really, as a group, they're a fifth or sixth or seventh member of the band, depending on how many people we have on stage that day. But the audience is crucial to us as far as throwing back the energy and getting it recirculating. So, you know, it just builds and builds and builds. And, of course, a lot of bands might do that, but the Grateful Dead did it best, and we do it second best.
I will.